Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's going on? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, excited, grateful, and ready to press forward by faith throughout this new weekend. Family, it's Friday. It's another beautiful, blessed day that God, the only true living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has truly blessed us to see. And family, I'm forever grateful for the opportunity to share a word from the Lord with you all that will truly encourage and inspire you to always press forward by faith in Jesus' name. God is so amazing. He's so good, so phenomenal, family. And I'm just grateful to be able to connect with you all. Hallelujah. It's the By Faith Be Good podcast and radio show here on PKN Radio on Purpose Kingdom Network. Hallelujah. An hour of faith building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. And so, family, shout out to all my Purpose Kingdom Network family. Shout out to all my Philly family, my Chicago family. Shout out to all my family all over the world, because we all are family. Hallelujah. And so, as always, I'm going to open up in prayer. We're going to go to God in prayer, family. We're going to get ready for the word tonight. Hallelujah. We're continuing in the series, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. Things That Contaminate Your Faith. How many of you know that we are created to live by faith? We are created to go from faith to faith, from start to finish, from beginning to end. We ought to be living by faith. And so I'm excited. There is a word from the Lord tonight, and I'm ready to share with you all. But once again, before we get into it, let us go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you are so amazing. You are so awesome, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for this beautiful, blessed day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for healing and deliverance. Thank you for your divine protection. God, we thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your amazing love. God, we say thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You are the only true living God. You are the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. We say thank you that you woke us up in our right minds. Thank you that you poured your strength into us. Thank you, hallelujah, that you are with us everywhere we go and all that we do. Thank you, God, for preparing the way before us. You make all the rough places smooth and the crooked places straight. We say thank you, God. Thank you for who you are. Thank you that with you our victory is guaranteed. Thank you that we're overcomers. Thank you for all that you've done, for all that you're doing, and for all that you will do. So we come together tonight to decree and declare, Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name, take control, lead us on tonight, teach us on tonight, intercede for us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you bless this word, that it go forth boldly, that it be a blessing to your children, that we install it, live by it, and share it with others. To you be all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And God, we decree and declare that someone will rise tonight to say, what must they do to be saved? And they shall be saved, because your word says in Romans 10 and 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it is so, and we decree and declare it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, family, I'm excited once again. If you tune into the By Faith Be Good Morning Devotional every day, Monday through Friday on PKN Radio at 5:31 a.m., you know that I start out all the time saying how grateful I am, how excited I am, how ready I am to press forward by faith. Why? Because by faith we good. Because with God, we never lose, we never fail, but we always win. Hallelujah. And so tonight, family, we're getting into part 7 of this series, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. Things That Contaminate Your Faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so I'm excited to share this word, and I'm going to start out with our theme scripture, as always, for this series, family. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17 in the King James Version. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 in the King James Version. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. The just shall live by faith." Amen. The just shall live by faith. And so once again, family, as you've heard me say in the beginning of this podcast, in the beginning of this broadcast, that we go from faith to faith. God takes us from faith to faith. We're created to live from faith to faith, from beginning to end, from start to finish. We cannot be ashamed to love God. We cannot be ashamed to serve God, to trust God, to commit our life to being in and maintaining a personal relationship with Him. Amen. When it comes to the kingdom of God, family, you have to function by faith. Hallelujah. Being in the kingdom of God, being a part of the kingdom of God. And so, as always, you've heard me say many times that the power of faith is to turn your situation to your advantage. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness tonight? The power of faith is to turn your situation to your advantage. Amen. Hallelujah. But none of this can take place if you are not in faith. If we are not in faith, we cannot turn situations to our advantage. We cannot flow and function in the earth the way God intended and created us to if we are not pressing forward by faith, if we're not strong in faith, if we are not establishing God's word within ourselves and establishing ourselves within God's word. Amen. Getting God's word established in our hearts, in our core, our inner selves, so that we can stand on the firm foundation that God created us to stand firm on. And so we have to be strong in faith, because the power of faith is to turn your situation, whatever comes your way, the power of faith is to turn that thing to your advantage. It's to work it for your good. But we all know, if you've been tuning into this series, to this broadcast, the By Faith Be Good broadcast, there are things and ways about us that can contaminate our faith and make us non-effective for God, ourselves, and others. There are things and ways about us that we allow at times that causes our faith to become contaminated, and which will affect what we believe. And so, family, I have a question for you tonight. So we've been going through multiple areas of our lives, the situations and things that take place in our lives that can take place that can contaminate our faith. And so some of the things that we've already touched on has been fear, worrying, pressure, stress, bitterness, division, negative thinking, negative speaking. Earlier in this month, we've touched on unforgiveness. And these are things that do not add value to our faith. These are things and areas that can take place in your life that do not add value to your faith, to your purpose, and the people around you. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we stay focused. We know that we're not perfect. We know that challenging times come our way. Challenges, tough circumstances, difficulties, tough times comes our way. Obstacles comes our way. But it's our responsibility to stay focused. It's our responsibility to remain pure, pure in our heart, pure in our mind, pure in our motives, pure in the way we speak, be pure in how we respond to situations and how we respond to people, places, and things, right? And so I have a question tonight. Tonight's focus, I want to present a question to you. What are you sustaining? Are you sustaining that is causing your faith to be contaminated? Hallelujah. And so what are you sustaining, family? Is it pride? Is it your ego? Is it your comfortability because you are afraid to step outside of your comfort zone? Things that contaminate your faith. See, we are in a time and season where we have to be mindful of how we're flowing throughout the earth. Throughout all of our days, we have to be mindful of how we're flowing. And if you've been connected with me, if you've been tuning into the Daily Post, if you've been receiving the morning inspiration to your phone throughout this new week, you know that we've been learning and we've been in position to get encouraged, to get inspired, to take the limits off and let God flow. And in the same way God wants to flow, we also have a flow. But we have to be mindful of how we flow, all right? So again, I present a question to you, family. What are you sustaining? There are things that at times some of us or all of us at times have been in these different phases throughout our lives where we've sustained something at times that will contaminate our faith. And the reason you may sustain these things is because you like to play it safe. Now, I know the way I'm speaking, you may say, no, that ain't me. That's not me. He ain't talking to me. But I'm including myself, and I'm speaking to you tonight. And realistically, family, all of us have dealt with some of the things that I'm going to speak on tonight. Amen? So let's be real. You know, there are things that we've sustained in our lives at times that have contaminated our faith. And the reason we've done it is because those things has helped us to play it safe. Some of the things that you can be sustaining is your pride, is your ego, or self-centeredness, all right? And so we have to be mindful of what we're sustaining. What we need to be sustaining is God's word. God's word taking root in our lives. God's word being our foundation. What we need to be sustaining is our relationship with Jesus Christ. What we need to be sustaining is walking in love. What we need to be sustaining is walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. But there are some things that we may sustain at times that will contaminate our faith. And so as humans, we always want to be comfortable. We love to be comfortable, not having to do certain things, not having to go certain places, to go to certain places, or even, watch this, not having to approach certain people. At times, we like to be comfortable not having to approach certain people. And actually, family, it's which I know to be true for myself. I've been there. I've been through these different phases. I've dealt with the thing to you about tonight. Let me be the first to say I've experienced these things. But I thank God that he's given me strength to break out of them. I thank God that he gives me peace, that he keeps me calm, that he leads the way. I thank God that I can depend on him, that when I went through these different phases of life, God showed up as my keeper, and he kept me. He sustained me. And watch this. He sustained me from sustaining the wrong things. All right. Glory to God. And so check it out, family. We have to be mindful of what we are sustaining. A lot of us hate discomfort. But I have learned in my own life that there were times I have always performed best was uncomfortable. There were times in my life where I produced greater, better results. I was uncomfortable. When I stepped outside of my comfort zone, when I did the things that I did not want to do, I felt better. Why did it take me so long? What was I holding on to? Why was I holding back? What was I so afraid of? But because God is my helper, because he's a very present help in a time of trouble, because he's a very present help at all times, I realized that I can depend on God. And I didn't have to try to fend for myself. I didn't have to try to figure things out. I didn't have to flow a certain way. I didn't have to. God control led me in a better way. I realized that God's way is the best way. And so I positioned myself to let go of those things that I had to let go. To let go of those ways about myself that I knew was not benefiting me or anybody attached to me. Hallelujah. The Lord set me free. Not only did he set my soul free, but he set me free in my mind. He cleaned me up. He purified my heart. He exposed me to me so that I can change my ways and properly align myself with him so that I can be effective for this ministry, hey, so that I can be effective for my Faith Be Good Ministry Incorporated, so that I can be effective for Purpose Kingdom Network, so that I can be effective for this day, this time, for such a time as this, to give you the word of the Lord that will increase your faith, strengthen your faith, so that will position you to do an assessment about where you are and how you've been flowing. And so, family, let's get into it tonight. One of the things that we're going to focus on tonight mostly is pride. Come on. All of us have been prideful at one time or another. All of us have dealt with pride. If you have not dealt with it, you probably are dealing with it or will deal with it at some point. I'm not speaking nothing negative over you, but I'm saying what I'm saying so that you can be aware of how you're flowing, so that you can be aware of what the enemy will try to implement on you, that you can discern how to move, the right choices and decisions to make, so that you can avoid being deceived, so that you can avoid being caught up in your feelings, hallelujah, being misled, deceived as if flowing a certain way is okay and it's cool when it's not. So pride can contaminate your faith because it's often driven by poor self-worth and shame. We feel so badly about ourselves that we compensate by feeling superior. Look for others' flaws as a way to conceal our own. When you're prideful, at times you may find yourself criticizing someone else to make yourself feel good rather than dealing with yourself, being prideful, not acknowledging the real issues. Hallelujah. Pride prevents us from acknowledging our human vulnerabilities. Shame-driven pride makes us too uncomfortable to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, I made a mistake. Prideful will cause you to not apologize. Being prideful will cause you to not make a wrong right. Being prideful will cause you to not be the bigger person. Being prideful can hold you back. Being prideful can cause you to be stagnant. You can't press forward in the way God created you to. You can't press forward into the greater God has in store for you if you are flowing with pride. Pride rules. We believe we're always right. Come on, am I talking to somebody tonight? When you are prideful, you believe that you are always right. It makes it difficult to sustain the intimate relationships that we have with God. And it makes it hard to sustain right relationships with other people when we're prideful. Of our families, on the job. You ever work with somebody at your job and say, for example, you're the supervisor or you're the team leader or you've been there for a certain amount of years and you get a new employee and you get assigned to train that employee and you try to teach them the proper way of how to get the job done, but because of their pride, they become arrogant and they say, oh, I already know. You ain't got to show me. I already know how to do it. Just go ahead. Just show me what I need to do and keep it moving. They start getting nasty with you. Like, they start being negative just because you're trying to teach them something. That's pride. They know it all. They think they got it all together. They're not humble enough to learn. They're not humble enough to work with anybody. We cannot be prideful, especially with God. We got to be humble. We got to be teachable. Assign people to you to help you move forward in the way he desires, but you cannot allow your pride to get in the way. God wants to free you from some things. He wants to break you out of bondage. God wants to pull down those strongholds. God wants to push you forward, but you got to let go of the pride. Hallelujah. When pride rules, we believe we're always right. It's difficult to sustain relationships as light, dignity shines more brightly. We realize that we don't have to be perfect. Showing vulnerability and humility invites people towards us. I'll say it again, when we show that we can be vulnerable and we can be humble, it invites people towards us. Let people take advantage of us. It doesn't let people get over on us. But when we show people that we can be compassionate, that we can be humble, times we're vulnerable, meaning that we need some wisdom, we need some understanding, we need some strength, we need peace, we need God's peace, we need some joy, we need to be loved, guided in the right direction. It draws people towards us. Because it shows that we can relate. Come on, Holy Ghost, tonight. It shows that we can relate to what they're going through, where they are. It shows that we, too, are learning. It shows that we, too, are growing. Hallelujah. Yes, we're blessed. We're highly favored. We're children of the Most High God. But we'll always be in a position to learn. We'll always be in a position to grow. And we cannot let pride take root. Enemy implement pride to you, on you, through you, all around you. Not be prideful, family, because it will block what God wants to do through you and for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we are not prideful, watch this. We become approachable but then intimidating. When we are not prideful, we become approachable. And as children of God, as faith walkers, as those who press forward by faith, as the mountain movers, as the movers and shakers, those who tread upon serpents, those who defeat spiritual wickedness, those who know the power and authority you have through Jesus Christ, you have to be approachable. Be arrogant and prideful. Flow in pride. Pride will contaminate your faith. We see ourselves as better or worse than anybody else. Realize that we are all a part of this human condition. We all have strengths and weaknesses. Position ourselves to be approachable, to be relatable, that we can relate to one another, that we've all had some struggles, that we've all have dealt with tough times, that we've all been through some things. We're not going to be prideful as if we're better than somebody else, as if we're better than each other. We know it all, as if we're too good to apologize. We're too good to do what's right. We're not be prideful. Being prideful will also cause you to be stagnant and will hold you back to go and handle something. You have to work with certain people when you have to go certain places. Prideful. Watch this. The Holy Ghost, this blew my mind. The Holy Ghost, come on, flow tonight, Holy Ghost. Being prideful, oftentimes you will label your pride as being shy. Oh, I'm shy. I'm not there yet. No, you are there. You just got to initiate the move and press forward in the way God has instructed and called you to. Shy. There are people who are really shy. My wife, she's shy. She is like shy. It takes her a minute, all right? And I love you, gorgeous, but my wife is shy. But you gotta be able to discern and differentiate the difference between when you're shy, you're hesitant, or when you're prideful. If you're shy, and if you're hesitant, even when you're prideful, you can pray those things off of you. Give you the courage, the confidence you need to press forward, but also he can give you the peace to remain humble. Pride can contaminate your faith because it causes you to not forgive. We touched on that earlier this month. Pride can cause you to not forgive. Pride will have you insecure, wanting to look a certain way to other people. So instead of doing the right things, making things right, you hold back and don't care. It causes you to be insecure. Man, I ain't going over there. I ain't talking to them. I ain't forgiving them. I ain't going over there looking like no punk. I ain't going to look uncool. I'm not going to be unpopular. But you got to understand, as a child of God, you're not created to be popular. You're not created to fit in. You're created to be set apart. God sanctified you. To be sanctified is to be set apart. God redeemed you. That means he separated you. When he redeemed you, he snatched you out of the world. He separated you. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. God redeemed you to be set apart. He redeemed you to be his ambassador. He redeemed you. The salt and the light in the earth. To be one who creates change. Be a trendsetter and not to follow the trends. You can't do everything everybody else do. And you have to be okay with it. You can't flow like everybody else flows. I'll use myself as an example. Even with myself, this may be simple, and we're not going to get off track, but even with myself, I want to use this as an example, family. With me, if you know me, I love to eat, okay? I like to eat. I like food, okay? Thank God for food, all right? But I can't flow. Everybody else, you know, they may eat what they want to eat. What they want to eat, how much they want to eat, what they want to eat. I can't flow like everybody else because God don't allow me to. Speak to me. Back off of that fried chicken, all right? Not a cheeseburger today. I need you to get a salad. No, we're not going to get no soda or no juice, son. I need you to get some water because I need you to take care of yourself because I need you to be ready. I need you to be ready for where I'm taking you. I need you to be ready. I need you to be in good shape. Come on, I'm preparing you. I'm taking you through the process. I'm pruning you. I'm grooming you. You can't flow like everybody else. At times, you can't even watch certain shows that everybody else watch. You can't even go certain places that other people go. You're not corny. You're being groomed, equipped, being redeemed. And so you can't be prideful. You got to be mindful of the mindset you have and what you allow to take root that will cause your faith to be contaminated. Prideful, you become reckless at times. You don't care. You all that. Be that way. We got to remain humble. Let's keep going, family. So much to get into tonight, but not enough time. So let's press forward. It's freeing to hold ourselves with the dignity that comes from simply being humble. Hallelujah. We don't need to achieve greatness to have worth or value. Somebody needs to hear that tonight. Listen, if you got a pen and pencil, I need you to write that down. Somebody needs to hear that tonight because there's too many people looking for validation. You don't need to be validated. You are who God said you are, and that settles it. To achieve greatness, to have worth or value. Great, just as we are. Why? Because God, when he created the world and when he created us, what his word said, he looked at it and said, it is good. He created you in his image, in his likeness. He created you exactly how he wanted you to be, with the mind he wanted you to have, a pure mind, a productive, positive mind. He created you with a loving heart. He created you with a gift. He created you with a purpose. He created you with victory. He created you in love. He created you prosper, to succeed, to praise, to give him glory, to give him honor. All of it, passion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are great just as you are. Yes. Set the goals, some goals to accomplish. Yes, work on the projects. Yes, start the business. Yes, hey, I feel God. Start the business. Remain humble and know that you are great as you are. Hallelujah. You don't need to achieve greatness to have worth or value. You ought to know your worth and know that you are already valuable. Precious in God's sight. You are the apple of his eye. You got to start speaking over yourself. Remain humble, but you got to speak over yourself. I am God's child. I am royalty. I am loved. I am taken care of. I'm provided for. I'm protected. I am a child of God. Go ahead and reject me. You ain't got to like me. You can go ahead and talk about me. I'm not going to be negative. I'm a walk in love, but I acknowledge what's taking place. And because I see what's going on, I'm not going to let it hinder me. I'm going to let it take root in me. Sometimes you can be around people who are prideful, who are hateful, who are malicious, and the way they are begin to rub off on you. You got to be mindful. Not be a prideful person. People you are around might be prideful. Really, you'll find yourself being prideful. What are you allowing to take root and linger in your environment? Be okay with being different. Being okay. If I choose to be humble, if I choose to walk in love, if I choose to serve the Lord, if I choose to align myself with God and live according to his word, then it is what it is. You gotta like me. No love lost. If you need me, I'll be there for you, but I got to keep it moving. My focus is different. My position is different. Mindset is different. Hey, I understand what everybody's saying on social media today. I understand the assignment. Hey, so let's move forward, family. We might be inclined to pursue excellence because it feels meaningful. To pursue excellence. We are to do things decent and in order, as God said in his word. Creating an expansive feel this way, but not because it defines who we are as God's people. Pride substitutes our dignity. When pride substitutes humility, when pride substitutes love, when pride, it disconnects us. It disconnects us from God. It disconnects us. The purpose we're created to fulfill. We cannot be prideful to remain humble. Pride will contaminate your faith. Affirming our dignity and allowing others to dignity, we become more available to honor ourselves and connect with others as equals. God is a burden we don't need. Hallelujah. You got to be mindful how you flow, family, because you can cause other people to flow the same way, or be mindful of who you hang around because they can cause you to flow as they flow. Stand out. Set the examples. We got to be the change that we want to see. Just like love, faith is an action word. We got to move our faith. If we say we want to do right, we got to do right. Start making the right decisions. Start putting in the work to do right. Let me be mindful of how I speak, because, you know, I say some words, they ain't necessarily some good words. Let me start being mindful of the things I say out of my mouth. Let me start thinking before I act. Not just act before I think. Let me process what's happening here. Let me do an assessment. God, you're going to have to give me strength so that I can really flow in the way you desire. God, you know me. You know I say some things. You know I do what I want to do, but I don't want to do what I want to do. I want to do what you want me to do, God. I feel your presence, God. I see how you're moving in my life. I see how you're preparing me. I see how you're grooming me. I want to be different. I want to stand out. I don't want to be arrogant, prideful, but I want to be. Be somebody that's going to have something to say about you, but you got to love who you are, embrace who you are. Tell them, I'm humble, but I'm not average. Child of God. And I know how to maintain my humility. I just know who I am. I know what's in store for me. I know what God showed me. And if you humble yourself enough, I can help you do the same. Because we're all created to be blessed. We're all created to live prosperously. We're all created to be. It's too busy being caught up in a feeling. Some type of way about somebody else rather than focusing on yourself. Too busy focusing on creating and building cliques. Circles. Toxic and not purposeful. Circles that's filled with drama. Judgment, hatred, things that contaminate your faith. Be effective in flowing like this. Be willing to stand out and say, God, I'll live for you. I'll serve you. I'll trust you. I'll go where you say go. I'll be the way you created me to be. I will align myself with you, your word, your will, your way. Don't worry about what you have to say about me. I'm called. I know I'm anointed. I know I'm assigned. I know my assignment. I know the task at hand. I'm not going to let anybody or anything interfere with it. I'm not going to be prideful. I'm not going to let my faith be contaminated. I'm going to stay focused. I can be effective. Stay focused. You can be effective. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We have to be mindful of what we allow to take root, family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to be mindful of that. All right? Pride is a burden we don't want. Living with dignity by faith according to God's word allows us to move more freely throughout life. There's no restrictions. There's no boundaries. Free as God has blessed me to be free. I'm as free to be as creative as God has blessed me to be creative. I'm created to be creative. Created to advance God's kingdom in the earth. Let me share this with you. How do we advance God's kingdom? First and foremost, we advance God's kingdom in the earth by everybody in this world, personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This is not, it's not a clique. It's not a cliche. It's not a cult. It it's about to know God for yourself, because so real, so alive. He's so real and so alive. He is the creator, the eternal creator. He is the only true living God. The only God. There's no other God. No shade to nobody else. Shade to nobody else. But I stand firm on what I believe. And I decree and declare God is the only God. Other God in this world but our God, Savior Jesus Christ. I say it, and I say it loud, and I say it boldly. Remain humble. And so, advance God's kingdom by introducing them, you know, people throughout this world to Christ, getting them to have a personal relationship with him, to let them know, listen, they're not created to wander throughout the earth on your own. You're created with a purpose. You're created by God. He created you. You're his child. He loves you. He loves you. The thing that you can do is have a personal relationship with him. Choose relationship over religion and faith over tradition. Have a real personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Other ways that we advance God's kingdom, let's get into this, family. The other ways that we advance God's kingdom is through business. Building businesses that are built on kingdom principles, that are structured and developed the way God desires them to. We don't want what the world has to offer. We don't want the American dream. We want what God promised. Because God's promises are not temporal. They're not temporary. Everything God promised is eternal. There's no limit to what God can do in our lives. There's nothing too hard for God. We have to advance God's kingdom through business. We also advance God's kingdom through education. Teachers who will rise up and pray in the classrooms. Teachers who will declare God's word in the classrooms. We advance God's kingdom in education. We also advance God's kingdom through finance. Financial literacy programs that teach the people of God how to budget, how to save the children of God concerning debt relief. To not be in debt. That's how we advance God's kingdom. Do things according to the world system. Yeah, there's financial literacy programs. Yeah, there's resources, but they're limited. They're limited, or there's a restriction or a condition. I know people, out of respect, I ain't saying nobody's name, but I know people who, let me say this to you. Let me tell you how jacked up the world system is. I need you to incline your ear to this. I need you to incline your ear to this. And this may not be for everybody, but I know this is what some people have expressed. I know people who get disability, right? And they express that can't have more than $2,000 in their account, because if they do, they're going to be cut off from their disability. You got to be kidding me. That is the world system. You to have abundance. Created you to never lack. That is a restriction. You're telling me if I have more than $2,000 in my account that you're going to cut me off from my benefits? That's the world system. You're telling me I can't save my money? You're trying to control me in what I have. When you give me something, once you give it to me, it's mine. Mine. You ain't going to tell me what to do with what's mine. It's mine. Right? Whether you earned it, you went through a process for it, you whatever, yours. Did not be controlled in that manner. So you're telling me I can never prosper in the way God desires for me to prosper. I got a flow in the limitation. You, the devil, is a whole lie. That disability and I'm going to trust God for what he promised, and I'm going to live a better life, way better than what the world can offer me. This is no shade to nobody who gets disability. This is no shade. I'm not shaming you. I'm not judging you. Please do not take this the wrong way, and if you do, charge it to my head and not my heart. I'm just showing you an example of the world system. The world will put restrictions on you. Why you got to have a prayer life. This is why you got to labor in God's word. This is why you can't be bitter. This is why you can't flow in fear. This is why you can't flow in being under pressure. This is why you can't worry. This is why you can't have negative thoughts. This is why you can't speak wrongfully. This is why cannot flow in unforgiveness. Be strong in faith and strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, so that you can succeed in the way God desires, the way God intended. Cannot be prideful. Do not allow your faith to be contaminated, family. You can't afford it. There's never a time in our life where we should be out of faith. It's never okay to be out of faith. Can't wait for you to slip out of faith. He functions best when you're in your feelings and your emotions. Because in the same way, I'm getting ready to move forward, but I have to give you this. The same way faith and fear cannot coexist, faith and your feelings cannot coexist. Fear and faith and in your feelings. With your feelings, you're not in faith. And if you're not in faith, you're not covered. That his word is at work in those who believe. You need faith to activate God's word. God says without faith it's impossible to please him. Those that come to him must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You need faith to get God's attention. Faith. Be in your feelings. It's okay to have your moment, but what's important, you got to cry sometimes, cry it out. Quarter. Stuff in. You got to release stuff. So, yes, if you got to cry sometimes, cry it out. You got to vent, vent. Vent to the right person. Somebody who you can trust. Don't vent to any and everybody. But you got to vent, vent, get it out. Hold stuff in, and then you get to a point in your life where when you finally let it out, it comes out in an outburst. Majority of the times when you let it out, the wrong person you let it out on don't even deserve it. Be mindful. We cannot allow our faith to be contaminated, family. The enemy loves for you to be in your feelings because he can come against you when you're not in faith. Because when you're in faith, that's when your anointing is activated. That's when the word of God is at work within you. That's when you're covered with the power of God effective in you, through you, and all around you. So listen. Listening tonight, I got so much to go over, but we'll get into it another time. I'll give you as much as I can, but you're listening tonight. You're listening tonight. You want to make better choices. You want to press forward in a better way. Hallelujah. You want to live a better life for a better way. I'm here to let you know that that way is Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way to live a real blessed life. He is the only way. The word of the Lord says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. The word of the Lord says, family, in Romans 10:13, if for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It don't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter your race, your nationality, your background. It don't matter where you are today, the mistakes you've made, the places you've been, the people you've been around. It don't matter. It don't matter what you dealt with today. It don't matter something you may have said today. Call on the name of Jesus right now by faith, fully believing in who he is, what he's done for you, and what he's able to do. He'll show up for you. He'll save you, and he'll do a divine turnaround in your life. He'll do a divine reversal. Everything that's coming up against you right now, he'll turn it around. He'll reverse it in a blink of an eye. He'll reverse it. Peace. He'll give you joy that the world didn't give and the world can never take away. If that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, Father God, forgive me, for I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ rose with all power. I believe that Jesus Christ is so real and so alive. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord, Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life and have your way that I live to God's word, will, way. Jesus' name, amen. If you repeated that prayer after me, family, you just got saved. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes. You just got saved. And this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. Why? Because by faith be good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Family, we encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the Word of God. Y'all can encourage and inspire each other to always press forward by faith, showing each other an abundance of love. At this time, we pray for you, Father, that you, Father, we pray that you will keep them encouraged, keep them strong, keep them focused in their new relationship with you, God. Block every plot, every attack of the enemy. Block every danger seen and unseen. God, give them the strength to never give up, to never give in, but to trust you and connect them with people, God, that will continue to pray for them and encourage them, inspire them, and to help push them forward at all times. And it is so. Block every plot, every attack of the enemy. Block every danger seen and unseen. Block every distraction, every threat. And it is so in Jesus' name. Family, at this time, we're going to have our announcements by our CEO, by Pastor Toy Daly. Amen. She's coming on. She's giving us the announcements and a word of encouragement as well. And then we'll come back and close out.
Amen, amen, amen. I just bless and praise God for that word that has just gone forth. I bless and praise God for the series, Things That Contaminate Our Faith. I encourage everybody to go back and listen in from the very first one if you haven't heard it, and to study as you go through 1-7, because it is truly, truly, truly has been a blessing and an anointing of word that has been dropped down upon our spirits and our souls. We thank and bless God for Minister Bernard Marrow. I call him minister because that's what he tells us to call him. I really say Pastor Bernard Marrow, because you always do the work before the title catch up with you. And just his faithfulness and his perseverance and his energy for the Lord. I can praise God for him. I thank and praise God for each and every one of you, our faithful listeners around the world. I thank and praise God for those souls who by faith we believe gave their life to Christ this evening or came back into right relationship with him this evening. We encourage you to as he said, find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world and grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But until you do, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. We encourage you to join in with us on Sunday evening. Sunday evening will be our next broadcast, and I'm trying to find the actual advertisement right now as we speak, but I will make sure that I repost it on our social media pages. We will be broadcasting live from Judah Ministry Church located in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, with a special broadcast. I don't want to say a Halloween broadcast, although that's what we're going to be talking about. A special broadcast where we will be discussing through Bible study the questions, exactly what is Halloween and should Christians even celebrate it. So we encourage you to join in with us. You can come out to the sanctuary live and join in with us that way. Again, I will post the address on our social media pages as well as on our website. Excuse me. Or you can listen in via Blog Talk Radio right here, www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. I'm just so excited. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. That word got me tongue-tied and just, oh, Jesus, I'm trying to get the anointing, the announcements out. You can follow us via our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom, or you can follow us directly via our webpage, which is www.pknradio.com, where we broadcast gospel music 24 hours a day. As you heard Minister Bernard say earlier, we also have the daily devotional, Hallelujah God. So we invite you to follow us via our webpage, where you can also reach out to each every one of the individual hosts from all of the different ministries. We thank you. We bless you all for listening in this evening. I'm going to hand the ministry back over to Minister Bernard, because Jesus, the ministry is back in your hands, and I apologize for stumbling and stuttering this evening, y'all, but the word of God is just, his anointing is powerful, and the word of God is awesome. Minister, the ministry is back in your hands.
Glory to God, glory to God. To God be all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we so thank God for Pastor Toy. She's so faithful also. We just thank God for her dedication, her commitment, her diligence, and willingness. She is the backbone to this ministry, Purpose Kingdom Network Ministry. She keeps it going. Rain, shine, no matter what, no matter who's on and who's not, she keeps it going. So we appreciate you on this Pastor's Appreciation Month. We appreciate you. We love you, and we honor you as well. And so, family, check it out. Things that contaminate your faith. And so I'm going to close this out very quickly. So much more that I have to share, and we're going to get back into this next month in November, all right, on the next broadcast of By Faith Be Good, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. And so what are you sustaining? What are you sustaining, family? What are you sustaining that you've allowed to take root that is contaminating your faith? You have to allow God to transform you. If you've been receiving the morning inspiration to your phone, if you've been tuning into the Daily Post on social media, or if you've been tuning into the By Faith Be Good podcast, more so the By Faith with Good Morning devotional, we've been getting into taking the limits off and letting God flow. You don't want to restrict God from flowing in your life. You don't want to restrict what God has in store for you or limit what God wants to do through you and for you. We were in 1 Kings chapter 20 and verse 28, and it's funny, King Abinadab, you know, he was trying to go against King Ahab. He was trying to take all his stuff, and he declared war, and they went against him. But, you know, God showed favor, and he blessed King Ahab to win the war. And, you know, King Abinadab and his men, you know, they felt like, oh, the only reason y'all won the war is because, you know, your God is the God of the hills, but he's not the God of the valley. And so he tells them, listen, we need to take King Ahab and his men to the valley. We need to take them to a different location, because we're going to be stronger than them if we go to a different location. We're going to be stronger than them. So their God is the God of the hills. We need to get them off the hills so then that way we can beat them. But how many know they still lost again? Because God is not the God of just the hills. God is the God of the hills. God is the God of the valley. He's the God in the good times. He's God in bad times. He's God at all times and all seasons. God is God. He reigns supreme, and he's in control. And so we've been getting into taking the limits off and letting God flow. And so I want to encourage you tonight to take the limits off. Do not be prideful. Do not flow in bitterness. Do not flow with negative thoughts. Do not flow with wrongful speaking. Do not flow with fear. Do not flow with worrying. Do not flow with being under pressure. Do not flow in unforgiveness. Family, you got to flow in faith, and you got to let God lead you. You got to take the limits off and let God flow. Let God flow in your life, family. God knows what's best for you. He has so many great things in store for you. God will show up and prove to you who he is. Times when you were in doubt, God showed up and proved that he is God. Times when you were in need, God showed up and proved that he's your provider. Times when you were in sickness, God showed up and proved that he is your healer. Times when you were down and out, God showed up and proved that he is your deliverer. Times when you were in danger and you didn't know the outcome, God showed up and proved that he is your protector. God be all the honor, the glory, and the praise forever. Family, taking the limits off and letting God flow. Listen, you got to take the limits off. So many different ways at times that you may limit God from flowing in your life. At times, because of where you are and what you're facing, never think that God can only do certain things at certain times or in certain ways. There's no limit to what God can do in your life. Never think that you are alone, because God is always with you. Never think that God can't handle your situation. When taking the limits off and letting God flow, you move yourself out the way by not holding back and being obedient, doing what God says do, going where he says go. Don't restrict God from flowing through you to do the work that he wants done in the earth. Take the limits off. You can take the limits off by using the gifts God has given you to glorify him so that he can flow through you, so that you can be an inspiration and encouragement and a blessing to others, so that you can draw others closer to God, allowing God to flow into their lives. Taking the limits off is not playing it safe. You got to step outside your comfort zone when necessary, knowing that God will always work everything out for your good, on your behalf, in your favor, in every area of your life. Family, do not be prideful. Don't sustain the wrong things. What are you sustaining? Is your ego? Is it pride? Are you sustaining unforgiveness? Are you sustaining your feelings and your emotions? Are you sustaining certain thoughts that is blocking what God really wants to reveal to you, the revelation he wants to give you, the strategies, the business ideas? God wants to download in you what you need to succeed. Be mindful of what you're sustaining.